First time I saw Polyphonic Spree, it was at South by Southwest Music Conference in Texas in 2001. Among the hundreds of bands that descended on Austin that year, the group was a genuine phenomenon. Part of the buzz was because the group decided to perform in some unusual places instead of the usual bars and clubs. There was a show at a vacant lot, and another on a traffic island in the middle of a busy street. Another reason for all the attention was the band's unusual look. The members wore choir robes as a uniform of sorts. And then there was the sheer size of the band. The Polyphonic Spree didn't just look like a choir. The group had nearly two dozen members singing and playing various instruments. The choir vibe was no accident. Band founder Tim DeLaughter had been in a standard four-piece rock band called Tripping Daisy before starting Polyphonic Spree, and he wanted to create a new group capable of making the expansive sound he was hearing in his head. With the Polyphonic Spree, he was able to do just that. The band specializes in anthemic, sweeping rock songs that take full advantage of the giant membership. They've released four albums in the past 14 years, and their live shows are incredible experiences. They are definitely spiritual events, if not necessarily religious ones. It's pretty much impossible to leave a Polyphonic Spree show without a smile on your face. The current Polyphonic Spree lineup has 22 members, and they are touring this summer in support of a new EP called Psychphonic, which includes remixes of songs from the band's most recent album called Yes, It's True. My favorite song is one called You Don't Know Me. There's always someone Polyphonic Spree headline Friday at In the Venue. Visit inthevenueslc.com for tickets and more information. Other shows you should know about this week include the Utah Irish Festival, happening today at Liberty Park in Salt Lake City, and featuring Young Dubliners and other Irish bands. Tell me now when I go, the boys want me if the girls are low, to pull my hair and let's go my comb. The Tedeschi Trucks Band and Rich Robinson of the Black Crows are joining up for a bluesy night of rock Tuesday at Red Butte Garden. And old school punk 7 Seconds are back with a new album and tour, including a stop Wednesday at Club Sound in Salt Lake City. For KUER's Books and Beats, I'm Dan Mayland.
Well, I suppose solutions can't be found. For Books and Beats, I'm Betsy Burton. Lost for Words isn't a new book. It came out a couple of months ago, but it's July, it's hot, and I thought some of you might need a laugh. Edward St. Aubyn is one of the best satiric novelists at work in the world today, and in Lost for Words, he's not only howlingly funny as he satirizes his various characters, all denizens of the book world, he's equally hilarious when mocking their literary styles, and I'm using the term literary loosely here. The plot centers on a so-called literary prize. The characters are members of the committee responsible for reading and judging the entries, along with the writers whose works have been submitted to that committee. As to those writers, they're alternately paranoid and grandiose, posturing and posing one minute, agonizing in private the next, as a reader is made privy to short but delicious send-ups of their work. Clearly, the literary world would benefit if these authors were all at a loss for words. As the various writers await the verdict of the committee, their nervous energy takes on a sexual fervor, most of which revolves around Catherine, a novelist whose work is genuinely literary. Sadly, her manuscript was never submitted. The bicycle delivery boy from her publisher mistakenly replaced her work with a cookbook, which then made the shortlist for the prize, thanks to the pretentious and outrageous rationalizations of committee members. Meanwhile, the committee is hard at work reading, or not, as the case may be, since most have an agenda that has little to do with literature. Lost for Words, although not a mystery, is in some ways remarkably similar to this summer's mystery sensation, Silkworm, by Robert Galbraith, a.k.a. J.K. Rowling. Both eviscerate the book world, and both offer excellent entertainment. If you love British mysteries, read The Silkworm. But if you love the skewering of pretension, whether academic or otherwise, believe that power not only corrupts but creates fools in the process, and if you love to laugh, then Lost for Words is the book for you.